due to some violent content. Parental discretion is advised.
This is the Olympic gold medalist, WWE Hall of Famer Kurt Angle, telling you that if you ever attack me from behind like he did last night, you can take this job and shove it, because I'm coming for you.
Hey, this is Olympic gold medalist Kurt Angle, and you're listening to The Pain Clinic. Oh, it's real. It's damn real.
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Wrestling fans, welcome to the Pain Clinic for Small Business Saturday, November 25th. I don't know if you heard the Linda McMahon ads on the radio for Small Business Saturday.
I have. You call me crazy. I can't take them seriously.
I begin to believe. Is she like telling you to go to an indie, just skip the WWE show because you want to go to a Small Business Saturday?
Yeah, absolutely. Support your local indie.
Yes.
Ignore WWE, I guess.
That, and also just remember that they're not contracted to WWE. They are, what is it called again? The way they get paid is they are, I can't remember the exact terminology, but they are not, wrestlers are not employees of the WWE. They only are contracted, you know, for years at a time or whatever. And it's like they pay their own taxes and whatnot. And that's interesting that someone would like promote small business and everything. And then, you see how the large businesses run, and maybe not so ethically at times. But welcome to the Pain Clinic, nevertheless. Today is a Small Business Saturday here in Rochester and the world. Looks mighty overcast today for this Small Business Saturday. But it's 50 degrees out on November 25th.
Can I be that jerk and throw something out?
Go for it.
You're mentioning Small Business Saturday, which I think is a great idea. Attention all ladies on my Facebook feed that are part of these pyramid schemes selling God knows what. You're not a small business.
Well, they try
to throw that out there.
They try to angle it any way they can.
It's like you are part of a multi-million dollar national company. You're not a small business.
That's true. You know, I mean, yeah, just remember that, ladies. I haven't seen a lot of those, but I'm sure they're bound to come. Thanksgiving night, I must have got 100 emails. You know, it's like, oh, this is, 'tis the season. La, 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 la. It's Small Business Saturday, nevertheless. And this is the only time of the year in which the Raw Superstars will face the SmackDown Superstars.
Oh,
no, we already did that. Sorry. I want you to know that Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria. There's a small business in town here, Salvatore's. Please support them. Palmer's Food Service and Don't Slight Empire Cover. Every single one of those companies is a born and bred here in Rochester, New York, and our small business. Don't forget to join us December 2nd for UFC 218. Salvatore's at the garage door in Salvatore's Saloon. There's not three championship fights. It starts at 10 p.m. Get there early. Be hosted by us. That's a week from today. We're into December, and that's just sad. But to hosted by us, prizes and drink specials all night long. You know, if you're done shopping for the day and you want to come hang out with a cash man and watch some UFC, come on down to Salvatore's at the garage door, and you can definitely catch it for free at Salvatore's Saloon. December 2nd, UFC 218. Interested in roller derby? Want to be a skater? Officiate? Rock City Roller Derby needs you. Contact recruitment at rockderbyrecruitment@gmail.com and join Rock City Roller Derby. You can also be part of the Flower City Fear. Find us on Facebook. Contact us. We can use you. Let's talk about some things that have happened this past week. By the way, I am the Cash Man. I am joined. It's just Cash and Dan today. Cash and DC. So
what more do you need?
Yeah, it's true. We don't, everyone else is in the hot tub of love up in
taking turns, shaving each other's backs.
Yeah, that and, you know, massages and, you know, ointments and oils and whatever they have in those hot tubs of love. But
some nice romantic music playing.
Oh, yeah. You know, I just picture, you know, I don't know. Did you ever see Superman 2 where Clark Kent and Lois Lane were in one of those up in Niagara Falls and he fell into the fire by accident? I just, every time I think of the hot tub of love, I think of that room. So there's a beautiful view of the falls and there, you know, lots of rubbing and all sorts of fun stuff going on.
Lots of rubbing.
Welcome to the show today. We are here to talk all sorts of things, including our thoughts on Survivor Series and your thoughts too. 222-1280, star 1280 is a number. You want to call up and tell us what you thought of the Survivor Series. Was it? Did it go as well? Were you surprised? Pleasantly surprised? Were you disappointed? And one of those things. Give us a call 222-1280, and you know, Dan and I, of course, will talk about this. But there's a lot of news that happened in the past week too, including a friend of a show who redebuted this past week. Maybe we'll give our little review of that. But you know, why not start Small Business Saturday by going right to the phones and talking to our favorite small friend of all small businesses in Rochester. It's Rick from Rochester. What's up, buddy? Oh, you know what? Something's wrong with my phones here. See if I can make this work manually. Hey, Rick, you there?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Man, I don't know what's wrong with the phones here, but for some reason the call screen software is not working today. So it's not going to be good.
Hey, man, first of all, hope you guys all had a safe and wonderful turkey day.
Oh, I'm still full, okay? I'm full of turkey and other things.
Did the gobbledygooker visit your house?
Yeah, that's right. In the middle of the night, I thought I heard something come down the chimney. It was the gobbledygooker. You know, and it was Mean Gene with him, too. So it's like, they go hand in hand.
Very cool. Hey, a few things on my mind. First of all, how much stock are you putting into this, Briscoes versus Dreamer and Bully? Is this Bully a quote unquote supposed heartfelt speech at work?
You know, I'm beginning to believe it is, just because he's on the road with them doing it every time they stop. I mean, it was nice when we saw him in Buffalo and he talked about the Burt Flickinger Center where ECW should do all their shows in Buffalo.
Yeah.
And he had all his pleasant memories from those times. But, I mean, you saw the table hit his head. Have you seen, mm-hmm. I've seen a lot worse than that, you know. I mean, you know, honestly, I think it's a work, but it's, you know, it's going to build up interest for a big match, you know.
Yeah, I could see a tag match down the line the next couple pay-per-views. You know, Dreamer and Bully versus the Briscoes.
Yeah, and maybe even find a little Spike Dudley someplace too. You know,
Sign Guy Dudley or Big Dick Dudley.
Well, Big Dick, you'd have to get a shovel because he's been dead for about 10 years. So.
Oh wow, I'm sorry, man. I feel bad. I didn't even know that.
But Sign Guy's still around. He actually, I think he's like one of the managers of the Pepsi Center in Denver. He's like,
did you watch the Dudley thing on the network? The Dudley Boy thing that came out the documentary, they actually show Sign Guy Dudley now, all these people.
Yeah, he runs a Pepsi Center. He actually was a good guy, man. He was like the media relations guy when I first started dealing with ECW. He was very friendly to us and always would give us guys. So, I've seen that. I kind of knew that. So he was a good guy. But there, you know, yeah, who knows? We'll see what they do. I mean, still, Spike is always a surprise, and I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be shocked if he didn't pop back up.
And then his wife was there. Bully's wife was there too.
I don't know if he's married to her or not, but if he should.
he didn't wife her up yet?
I don't think. Yeah, I don't. Velvet Sky. If you guys know who she is, Raul.
Velvet LaMonaco. Yeah. I thought it was Velvet LaMonaco.
I don't think they're married, but maybe I'm wrong. I could be wrong. But I mean, it's hard, you know.
Right. But yeah, I seen her on there, man. They definitely sold that good. So hopefully. Hopefully it wasn't worth, because Bully's still got a few matches left in him.
Yeah, but you know, he's making some good money training, and he's like, you know, he comes out and he actually gets the crowd going, so he definitely is a good thing to be traveling with Ring of Honor.
Sure. Now on the NXT front, first of all, I had my speculations of, or excuse me, my hang-ups on how the War Games match would go.
Are we talking about last weekend's NXT TakeOver in Houston?
Yes, I had my hang-ups on how it would go, but that honestly what blew me away.
That was a great night, man. I enjoyed every match that was on that night. And there's only four matches, I think, and it went to 10:30. Five matches.
Yeah,
but it was every one was fantastic. I enjoyed every single match I watched.
Even the Drew McIntyre match. Speaking of Drew McIntyre, does that leave a door open that he finally did it, you know, did his time back down there and is going to be called back up since he lost the belt?
I think that now there's been rumors that he tore a bicep during the match. I think that if that's true, then it's going to be a while before we see him. But I think originally it was planned for him to drop the belt and then to show up on TV. You saw all the call-ups this week, which is one thing we're going to talk about. It would not surprise me in the least to see Drew McIntyre back up there. You know, I mean, he definitely didn't even need to go down, to be honest with you.
Well, this was a shoot when he was, you know, talking about, you know, how he screwed up and he, you know, he thought he was like the man, he could do whatever he wants and get away with whatever, and he took it for granted. But that was actually very heartfelt, I think, when he was talking like, I screwed up, you know, I was doing stuff on the road, different things, and taking stuff for granted.
Yes, he said he stopped drinking, and that was the biggest thing that helped him get back into where he is now.
And he's still young. He thinks probably 34, 35. I mean, that dude's a big dude.
He's a lot bigger than he was last time he was there. He's
I'm just talking tall-wise. He's probably like 6'5", 6'6".
Oh, yeah, but I mean wide-wise, too.
Right.
He's got that Vince McMahon prototype kind of body he likes.
You know? Yeah, bring him back to 3MB.
No. Hey, we got all those guys around someplace, so no, I hope not.
Yeah, but it does look like that he did tear his bicep.
Yeah, he did.
So he's looking at surgery and probably 4 to 6 months out.
Yeah, and you could tell at the end of the match, something happened when his arm was draped over the rope, and you could see after that he was like, looked like he had hurt himself, and then at the very end of the match, he was in the ring for so long, you know, trying to get it going, so.
I'm going to flip back to, no pun intended, flip back to ROH. Speaking of Flip Gordon, I like how they kind of like they're trying to get like these bunch of you know guys that aren't you know getting TV time and you know people have nothing to lose kind of attitude bringing up guys like that. Flip Gordon's man, that guy could go in the ring. He's good.
What about Punishment Martinez?
Oh, dude, that David Montana, that dude is a beast.
He is great, man. We saw he actually you know for a big guy he can wrestle, man.
He's like Roman Reigns 2.0.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah,
he's got the size, the look, and he can maneuver in the ring.
Yeah, we saw him in Buffalo. He was just unbelievable. I mean,
yeah, I don't like his old when he was with those guys like last year, you know. And now he's actually broke out on his own, and he's kind of like he's gotten over even more.
He is. He's obviously got a fast track push up the card. So we'll see how far. I think he can go right to the top. He's got the look. So either that or he'll leave and he'll show up in Vinnie Mac's world. You know.
Yeah, one more thing. You're talking about the call-ups. I honestly thought that they might have had Peyton and Billy Kay up there too, but I'm not disappointed with the five people and then the Paige showing back up.
Ruby Riott,
Ruby.
Liv Morgan, Sarah Logan, Sonya Deville, and Mandy Rose. We just saw Mandy Rose and Vanessa Bourne here in town, as well as a lot of these girls actually were just in town. So you might have been had a chance to see them before they get the call up. I mean, that's five women added to, which has always been our biggest gripe, is you have like a six-way match with the women on SmackDown, and that's all they've got. You know, so it's like, you know, I think it's good to add, you know, put three more in there. Why not, you know?
Well, I was reading that Meltzer, Dave Meltzer was, deep chokehold Meltzer was talking about.
He was theorizing that they're going to do a Royal Rumble with the women because now they have full 20 on TV. So
I would like that. I wouldn't be opposed to that. What about your thoughts?
Oh, I wouldn't mind that at all. I mean, why not? I mean, we've had women go into the Rumble and get thrown out. But the women, I mean, why not have their own Royal Rumble? I don't have a problem with that.
Can we do this, and can we actually give the women some credit and not make it one of those stupid, if you go out under any rope, you're out?
Yeah, definitely.
You're right.
Okay, I mean, come on, we've had them compete in a Money in the Bank ladder match now. Let's have them compete in a traditional over-the-top Royal Rumble type
match. And I don't know if you could do it on the pay-per-view, because the Royal Rumble takes a major portion of that pay-per-view.
We'll take another match out of there. I'm stupid talking and stuff.
And they don't have the numbers to do a full 30.
Yeah, so it'd have to be a 20. My guess is they'll take a SmackDown and they'll say, we're going to do a Royal Rumble with all the women wrestlers in here. Or they'll do it on one of the shows instead of doing it on the pay-per-view, which I still don't have a problem with. It'd be nice to get that started because, you know, the women do deserve. I mean, those are fun matches. I mean, and plus, there's a lot of betting going on, you know. I think we could have, it'd be nice to add another bet there on our night when we get together, so.
And just last thing is, the Sonya Deville, she's not the same girl that was on Tough Enough, like, two, 3 years
ago, yeah.
The MMA one?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's,
I thought she had another name in NXT before.
I don't know. She may have, but that's definitely her. There's a couple of girls that were in that, the Tough Enough that are, I mean, you know, Mandy is too. She was, Mandy Rose is one of the girls as well.
No, I knew that, but the MMA girl, I thought there was another MMA girl in NXT because they look exactly alike, or maybe she had another name down there in NXT last year, but, or maybe I might be wrong, but.
There's a lot of women in NXT, you know, I mean, a lot of quality women down there too. So it's like, I think she's always been Sonya Deville though. I'm pretty sure of it. Cause once they get those names, it's like the name you're going to see in WWE now down in NXT. They carry them over. So, hey,
you
Rick.
Gotta bring up my girl Mandy Rose. Not Mandy Rose, Mandy Leon.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot. No, that's not talking about all the women. There's just tons of them, and you'll see them soon on WWE TV, I'm sure. Rick, thank you so much
Thanks,
for
guys.
Calling.
Have a good one.
Okay, we're going to go to break on that. Still haven't had a chance to talk about the NXT War Games. What a great night that was for WWE. This guy, too, Aleister Black, had a great match. What a match that was. Holy cow.
Match of the night.
I think it was one of my favorites of the whole year. So we're going to go to break on that. We still got calls on the line. And you can call us 222-1280, star 1280. We're on Facebook Live. I forgot to mention that. And you got a nice shot of Danny in the air chair over in the studio. I did it again. And I'm over here in the control room. I'll stop in and make do like a funny face here during the commercial break. But, you know, you can text us at 222-1280 if you're shy. And give us a call. Tell us what you thought about Survivor Series, what you thought about NXT TakeOver War Games. And we'll be back right after this. You are listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
When you were an NCAA champion, you beat guys who were 70, 80 pounds more than you. And your blood's coursing through my veins so I can handle Braun Strowman. I'm not afraid of Braun Strowman. In fact, when I'm done with the monster among men, he's going to be telling horror stories about me.
Now I got a song, so everybody shut your mouths and listen up. Actually, sir, I'm gonna need you to not clap along. It's kind of throwing me off.
Did you miss me? Oh, I'm sorry, ladies. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt your business. I just had something to say to you and every single one of these people out here today. And that is, I'm back.
This is Kane from WWE on 1280 WHTK, Rochester's Sports Talk.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man with DC Dan Cole. Very intimate show today, just us two and you. Thank you so much for listening. I'll let you know we're brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service and Donuts Delight, Empire Culver. Three great small businesses in Rochester for Small Business Saturday to go to. Check them out. And we're going to get back to the phones. We got another call. Let's see. I'm still having problems with the phone, so I hope this doesn't last all day. Okay, we've got Scott from Henrietta. You there, buddy?
Yeah, you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Excellent.
Sorry.
So let's talk about ROH, and it's really cool. Okay, now let's talk about girls, and they're really cool. Okay, let's talk about WWE, and that's really cool. What else?
Are you summarizing Rick's call? Is that what it was?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, gotcha.
Just remember, just say one more thing five times.
One more thing. One more thing, Dan. One more thing, okay?
That's
let's
okay.
Talk about this. One more thing.
Hey, listen, I think guys who've been listening over 15 years are allowed to. They have like a certain...
They get leeway.
They get leeway.
I know. I also get to call in and bully people. That's my leeway, I guess. But it's part of the fun. No, I actually like the idea of a women's Royal Rumble. I would put it on the pre-show and put a 30-second timer.
Maybe everybody be running out to the ring every 30 seconds. Yeah,
you could muscle through 20 people in about 10 minutes.
Do you remember the WrestleMania where Kid Rock was playing and they took away a match because they wanted to have Kid Rock play, and all the women in WWE came out and ran out to the ring while he was playing? And you could do it like that. You know, he's playing and they come shooting out from behind him.
Oh, you mean the same one where they were crowning Miss WrestleMania?
Yes.
And it ended up being Santino Marella?
Yes, yes.
That one?
Same one that they had. They were also merging the tag titles from SmackDown and Raw together, and they did that
on the pre-show?
On the pre-show, yes.
And it was one of the better matches of the night?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. So that's exactly the one I'm talking about. You know, and it's like, so, you know, I you know what? 30 seconds might be too little, but I mean, anything. Just do it. You give them a minute, do whatever. You could do it. Listen, Royal Rumble's got a 2-hour pre-show. You could definitely put a women's Rumble in there. You know, we see the Andre the Giant over the top Battle Royale on the pre-show for the very first WrestleMania, or the first time they did it in WrestleMania. So it wouldn't surprise me at all. I think that not a bad idea, dude.
Now, the problem I have is, you'd have to have every single woman in the Rumble to take out Nia, because you can't make it believable that, you know, Sasha or Bayley's just going to clothesline her over the top rope. It would be one of those great Yokozuna moments where it took like five, and it's not a knock on her. It's just she's so big compared to some of the other wrestlers that you can't, it's not believable that a little Sasha or a little Bailey's just going to pick her up and throw her out.
But isn't it
like one of those Yokozuna moments?
Isn't that like an exciting time of when you have the regular Royal Rumble of how they get the Big Show out this year? You know, I mean, it's always like that's kind of like one of the parts that you expect every year is how do they get the Big Show out of this match?
Actually,
you know?
I'm always more disappointed at this point now when they actually give a spot to Big Show.
Yeah, because you know it's going to take eight guys.
I'm not thinking about, I wonder how they're going to eliminate Big Show. I'm like, oh, yeah, Big Show's still here.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's like, oh, look, knockout punch. He's going to pick somebody up. He's going to drop him over to top rope. Knockout punch. Oh, look, knockout punch Daniel Bryan, and everybody hates the rest of the show.
Can't you forget, boo. They're in Philadelphia. Remember, this is where that happened last time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're in Philadelphia.
Oh, God.
I'm just thinking, remember when Chris Benoit took the Big Show out by himself? You know, he kind of choked him, pulled him over the top rope, and then he yanked him out.
Oh, that was great. And just to throw it in, because we're talking about how it's in Philadelphia, and, you know, we've had some not-so-good Royal Rumbles the past, I don't know, 3-4 years.
Sure.
The rumor is coming out of WWE that they're still looking at Roman Reigns versus Brock Lesnar, but at least it sounds like they're going to be smart enough to not have Roman Reigns get to that point by winning the Rumble again.
Oh, please don't. Yes, I think that's a great idea. You know, they've been rethinking things in the last few pay-per-views, and that's kind of part of the news that we'll get to eventually when we get to the news. But they originally were the main event of the Royal Rumble was supposed to be Brock Lesnar versus Finn Balor, and that's not going to happen now.
No.
So, you know, we don't know where that's going now, which, you know, opens the door to, I love it when we're not sure what's going on, you know, because what is it? The last 10 years I've known the winner 2 months before, you know? So it's like, nevertheless, what else, Scott?
Well, actually, I was going to give WWE credit because they had a solid pay-per-view. Yes, Izzy, we'll go into Toys R Us in a second. They had a solid pay-per-view.
Yes, the Pinklings were important.
NXT. All right, chill out. They had a solid pay-per-view. Will you be quiet?
That's what duct tape is for. Okay.
Yeah. Kids already strapped in 6 ways to Sunday, thanks to the New York State rigging system.
Gotcha.
But I was going to say it was a solid Survivor Series, except for the final match, which was a big disappointment. I thought War Games had the better main event.
Oh, War Games was a better show overall.
Yes, War Games was a better show overall, but I was actually surprised at how solid the Survivor Series was, especially the AJ Styles-Brock Lesnar match. That was probably one of the better matches you've seen on a pay-per-view this year. It's probably top five. But I'm saying it right now with 4 weeks to go. Nobody's beating AJ Styles, I think, this year for Wrestler of the Year for the amount of work and good matches he's put in year.
Without a doubt. I agree. I voted for him last year. So, you know, the thing, interesting thing was the first 5 minutes of that match was Brock Lesnar just destroying him. And it was like, and that seems to be AJ's, the way he was working the last few matches, like the championship match as well as this match, where he makes a great comeback as the babyface comeback in the match after being destroyed and you know what? And then he gave it to him for like 10 minutes after that. So it was an exciting match. I mean, I didn't honestly think AJ was going to win, but I, you know, and I am getting tired of seeing one F5 ending a match, you know. That's happened the last three matches that Brock Lesnar's defended his title. He's done an F5 once and finished in the match. So.
All part of the plan to make Roman Reigns look good. That's another rumor that was going around this week, is that it's been told no one kicks out of the F5.
Well, that's, it makes sense now.
Until.
So, but nevertheless, it was a great match. It was a lot of fun. And it's like, I love it how Brock immediately scurried out of the ring at the end of it and let AJ get the accolades, because he sat in there. I mean, sure, he was on his back for a while there after the match. But, you know, I mean, and then, you know, there's just nothing but praise. He gets praise for every match he does. He is a great wrestler.
But I'm going to agree, like, 100%. I thought Survivor Series was way better than it should have been. But yeah, that last match was awful. It was absolutely awful. The setup, the execution, the end, it was all awful.
It was all based on matchups. They wanted to get Kurt Angle in there with John Cena so they could like flash back to Ruthless Aggression from 2003 or whatever it was. You know, they had all these fantasy matchup moments during that match, so.
But, I mean, the problem I have with it is the absolute burial of several top names from SmackDown. Nakamura barely got a Kinshasa in, and boom, Braun Strowman. Bobby Roode walked right in, boom, Braun Strowman. I like the fact that they wanted to bring Braun Strowman in because he's the biggest guy. He's the top dog right now as far as size and as far as, you know, the mob crowd wanting him. But he just buried everybody, and it wasn't a good match. It was sloppy. It you couldn't get a good flow going, because the minute he was tagged in, the whole match would change, because he'd knock the guy out in 5 minutes, and then you'd have to start all over again. There was no good ebb and flow. There was way too much firepower on one side. I was thinking it was going to be a better match until they were actually standing in the ring. Five versus five, standing there staring at each other right before the bell rang, and then you look at one side, you look at the Raw team, and then you look at the SmackDown team, and it's dawning on you, like, there's no freaking way they're going to win.
Well,
not a chance.
I mean, look at the whole match. I had a problem with who they picked. I'm sorry, Triple H, Kurt Angle, Shane McMahon should not have been involved. And then look at the first four people that were eliminated. The first four people eliminated: Samoa Joe, Finn Balor, Bobby Roode, Shinsuke Nakamura.
Yeah.
So these new guys that are relatively new to the main rosters, you're cutting them out. You're leaving these dinosaurs in the ring. Cena was there for I don't know what reason, and he certainly didn't get the memo on the dress code, because he had to come out in his hideous barf shirt.
The green, yeah.
Yeah, but then, well, you know, I'm sorry, the match Friday comes down to Shane McMahon versus Triple H, Kurt Angle, and Braun Strowman. The absolute wrong people were featured in this for seemingly no other reason than Triple H being put into an angle with Kurt Angle and potentially Braun Strowman.
Pretty much, yeah.
You could have somewhat salvaged that match by having Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens run in later, but to have them do it in the middle of the match and really have no impact on things? I don't know. The whole thing was just awful.
Yeah.
And then the worst part about it was giving Shane McMahon a chair, because he doesn't know how to swing a chair.
So I feel bad.
He doesn't know how to throw a punch either, but he does that, and that's all his offense is.
Actually, I feel bad anybody who takes a chair shot from him, because he doesn't know how to. He had some hard with it. You know, it's like there's no layup at all. And he doesn't know how to swing a chair. You are correct.
I'm sorry, the match of the weekend for me, and it wasn't even Styles versus Lesnar, it was the Velveteen Dream versus...
What a great match that was.
That stole the weekend, and I posted, and I know you said something about it, but they should have called the cops, because they stole the damn weekend. How great was that match?
Was that the first match on the show, too, I think?
It
was
second.
Second match, that's right, yeah, but you know, it was just like, wow. It just, Velveteen Dream has really become a good wrestler, very good wrestler.
And
say my name.
Yeah, he's not here today, but Danger Boy called it online. He's like, they have a star in the making in Velveteen Dream, pending Vince not screwing it up.
Yeah, the big thing I think would be, I mean, just it wasn't even the technical wrestling part of it. It was a solid match from the start to the finish, from psychology to physicality to flow. I mean, it was probably the best match in NXT I've seen since, I dare to say, Zayn versus Nakamura last year. It had all of the best factors that you want in a match, because you had Aleister Black, you know, constantly just ignoring him. And then finally, when he did pay attention to him, it freaked out Velveteen Dream, and he sold it perfectly.
Yeah.
It was a wonderful match to watch. My wife has just gotten really fed up with wrestling, and even she was really into it. So that's how much they pulled an extreme casual fan, and they actually got them involved in the match. That's how I know it was that good of a match.
Yeah, and I like the whole build up to Say My Name, you know, the weeks of building that up, and then, you know, him when he sat squat right in front of him, and he's like.
And you have to give Velveteen Dream extra kudos and bonus points for those ravishing Rick Rude-esque custom tights for the match.
Oh, yeah, one face on one side, one face on the other. And then also taking all those kicks.
I mean,
you know, that you know, you go into it's a little stiff against Aleister Black, and he went out there and just took everything he had to give, and then he just would do these great, incredible bouncing, jumping off the top rope. You know, he's very athletic, and it was a great match. Great, and I liked the very end because he got what he wanted, you know. It's, even though he lost, you know, he addressed him by his name, and that
enjoy infamy, Velveteen Dream.
Yes, I thought that was great. So, anything else, buddy?
No, I gotta go. Someone's giving me the look of death.
Yeah,
so
get out of Toys R Us, damn it.
Yeah, go to Toys R Us or whatever small business.
See what's left from yesterday,
if there is anything left. Why don't we go to break on that? 222-1280, *12* is the number if you want to give us a call. Tell us what you thought about Survivor Series, NXT Takeover, War Games. We've still got a ton of news we haven't even touched yet. And maybe even the return of Paige. Pretty big deal. Paige coming back. I mean, it's like, yeah, I know she was backstage 2 weeks ago, and then they finally... And I don't think the crowd reacted, but we'll talk about that on the flip side. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
Let me ask you, Kevin. What do you think is harder for Shane McMahon? Is it harder to come up constantly with new excuses for why you failed? Or is it harder to actually man up and apologize when you were wrong?
Miz, there's never going to be a situation in this world where the Shield thanks the Miz. Ever.
Hey, this is Rick Steiner, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic on 1280. Hoo, hoo, hoo. WHTK. Listen and feel the pain. Hoo, hoo, hoo.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. Thank you so much for listening. And if you're a friend of ours on Facebook, you can find us on Facebook right now live on the Pain Clinic's Facebook website page, whatever. You can see Danny, and he's studying. He's studying the screen. but you can hear us, too. And you can hear yourself if you want to give us a call, 222-1280, *1280. I want you to know we're brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight, Empire Culver. 1 week from tonight, we're going to be at Salvatore's Saloon and Salvatore's at the Garage Door for UFC 218. That's right, December 2nd. Put it on your calendar. Put it in your planner book. At 10 o'clock, it starts. Get there early. That's December 2nd. Salvatore Saloon, Salvatore's at the Garage Door, UFC 218. Little Sammy, I was so scared these guys really were going to be fired because of the heat they got for something dumb that happened a couple weeks ago on SmackDown and getting sent home, you know. But I think that they're still well in the plans for everything that's happening, and we'll see what happens with Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. But I want to let you know that we have some news. Did you catch Rowan and Harper return to TV on this past week, Danny?
Yeah.
They easily beat the Hype Brothers, Ryder and Raleigh, but someone had posted something. They said that, you know, they actually are wearing tights now. You know, they have matching tights, and someone said they look like looked like something Kane, part of, they scrapped it from Kane's old, you know, or his old, what he wore to the ring, his ring attire. So, but they came out and look, they look great though. They would boom, boom, boom. It was over, you know. And which I want to see. Give them, keep giving them a push. Need another tag team on that SmackDown channel. But yeah, so you were kind of like you're not too impressed. I thought it was, you know, very. I mean, the hammers are pretty cool. They kind of have like this whole setup where they put them down in the middle of the aisle as they're going in, and then that's kind of like you focus on as they're getting ready for the match. So obviously they've got, you know, some of their you know, the theatrics of their entrance set up. You know,
I mean I can't be mad that we're finally getting to see him back, but it's just deep down I know he's better than what he's being, you know,
sure,
presented with right, sure, now. And and we're not, it's not like we're playing Homer in favorite, like when other established WWE legends and Hall of Famers are saying the same thing, you know.
Yeah, I mean, not, it's not just us, but I mean, we do want the best for him,
right.
And he was doing very well a year ago, you know. He was doing, you know, we and you know what, like the New Day did, they made lemonade out of lemons. We'll see what they can do with this gimmick and see how it goes and how it evolves. We just got the first part on this past Monday and or this past Tuesday.
But at least they didn't pull a Brodus.
Yeah, they weren't dancing. Yeah, you know? and we were assuming too that they're going to come out and do like, you know, like Emelina. You know,
okay. No, we're going to debut next week.
So if you weren't watching this week, some other news. Roman Reigns defeated The Miz in the main event of Monday Night's Raw from Houston to become the new Intercontinental Champion. Interesting. This is Reigns' first run with the WWE Intercontinental title. Miz won the title back at June 4th Extreme Rules with a win over Dean Ambrose. Reigns is teasing that he'll be issuing open challenge title shots soon. Does that make you popular? I think it made John Cena a little bit more popular when he did that, so we'll see what happens. It's still believed that Miz will be taking some time off to film the next movie in WWE Studios, the Marine franchise, which is true because it's starting at the end of November, which is only like a week away. The Marine 6 closed quarters. The Miz will be there. Becky Lynch will be part of it. And WWE Hall of Famer Shawn Michaels. They start filming on Monday. So, Shawn Michaels, it's a good deal for him to come back into the fold because he was making those movies on his own. But now he can get put in all these WWE-style movies that they make. And then, sure, it's the sixth version of The Marine, and I've only watched the first. But, you know.
Did the first one really deserve five sequels?
And especially one with, was it Mr. Kennedy who was the star of one of them? Or was it Randy Orton?
Was it the... Yeah. Randy Orton was in the sequel to 12 Rounds.
That's right.
Kennedy was in, I think Kennedy was in the first direct sequel to The Marine.
That's right. You are correct. By the way, I did get a message on the text, and you can text us at 222-1280 that Sonya Deville, when she first started involvement in wrestling, her name was Daria Baronado, and she, that was part of Tough Enough when she was part of Tough Enough. So that was her real first name, but I think she's always been, as soon as she was signed and working in the WWE, the Sonya Deville name came out. Interesting. Someone, Danger, said, I thought the crowd went nuts for Paige when I watched it back. No idea what the cash is talking about. I don't know. It seemed like it fell flat. What did you think, Danny, when Paige came out to interrupt the middle of a match? You know, I mean, the announcers sound like they were excited.
Well, the Michael Cole's always over the top.
Yeah, even Corey, man. Corey Graves is a little bit over the top.
Without going into too much detail, I'm sorry, but I cannot get certain things out of my head seeing Paige now. Like, as people who follow all the news of the wrestling industry very closely,
yeah,
I can't just forget what's happened with her over the last 18 months.
Yeah.
Like, now WWE's going to bring her back like nothing happened.
Yeah.
Like, there was no issues with social media.
Well, at least it's not on SmackDown where they can take shots, but the Usos and New Day can take shots about those things that happened during their build up for a big match. But no, you're right. And you know, the thing is, I think she's not with Alberto anymore either, because I'm friends with her, or I'm a Instagram I see her Instagram posts and everything, and I don't see him at any of her posts.
Well, so, then she better get that poppy tattoo laser removed.
Laser removed. There's, you know, small businesses in Rochester. There is a laser removal.
Laser removal.
There is laser
removal. Yeah, yeah. Small business Saturday. Get that poppy tattoo removed.
Get that poppy tattoo. But I don't know. I didn't think that the crowd was that hot for her return. She was interrupting a match, you know? I mean, it was... And then she brought out two people that, unless you know NXT, you know, or you even the Tough Enough, because that Mandy Rose there, but I don't know, maybe it's just me fell flat, but I think a lot of times when you have like that big a change happening or someone appears out of nowhere, sometimes people don't know how to react, and sometimes it does sound like it's quiet. Maybe, you know, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how Paige does. I'll tell you one thing. She's been very active on social media since she re-showed up. So it's like, you know, if you're following her or you're like a Twitter follower or an Instagram follower, you should know that. But if you aren't, definitely start following, because she's like posting pictures all over the place. She went bowling the other night and showed pictures from it. So goth chick bowling, you know, it just kills me.
So changing subjects just a little bit. Can I throw out another gripe I have?
Sure.
So, throughout the course of Survivor Series, of course, we're reminded that it's the only time during the year Raw is going to go head-to-head against SmackDown.
It is.
But if you notice the card of Survivor Series, what they did was the champions on each brand faced off.
They did.
But then they announced that in December, it's the SmackDown exclusive pay-per-view, Clash of the Champions.
Clash of the Champions, yeah, that's in a couple weeks. There's no, yeah, it's
that. Who exactly are they clashing with?
That's a good question. Are we going to have to work something where the heavyweight title takes on the U.S. title? Or
I'm sorry, but Survivor Series was actually the Clash of Champions.
It was.
You had your Raw tag team champs against your SmackDown tag team champs, Raw women's champ against SmackDown women's champ, U.S. champ, IC champ. Then it's like, yeah, next month. We get to see all the champions collide. It's like, okay.
Wait a second.
Wait a minute.
And I remember one year when they did do all the champions colliding at the Night of Champions, where they had the two brands taking each other on, which they probably should have saved it for, and just did real Survivor Series matches the whole night instead.
Did you see the other good news about pay-per-views?
I did. Well, I put a whole list of them on our news this week.
So. Did you notice what's missing from the list?
Let's see. I don't see it. What is missing from the list? There's an extra one that's definitely gone.
We no longer have to worry about our balls being on fire.
Ah, Great Balls of Fire, which was this is the first year they did it, and maybe... They realized, you know, they had to change the image because
it looked, yeah. But the other exciting news with WWE's announcements for their pay-per-view schedule, it looks like we're going to get what everybody wanted last year. We're getting a co-branded Money in the Bank pay-per-view again.
Nice.
Which could be really interesting now that they've officially had the first ever women's Money in the Bank ladder match. So we could potentially be having four Money in the Bank matches at that pay-per-view.
Wow.
Men's and women's for each.
That's fantastic.
Brand.
That'd be great. I mean, I like those matches. Believe me, everything else is just fluff in those pay-per-views except for those matches. So, yeah, they have five co-branded pay-per-views coming up this year, which they usually do every year, the Royal Rumble, WrestleMania, SummerSlam, and Survivor Series. But Money in the Bank has been added to it, so... I think that's not a bad thing whatsoever, and I think that they have them pretty spaced out. I don't think we're going to get overrun by pay. There's a couple months where there's two in one month. There's May and June. No, actually, June's not. May is the only one where each brand has a pay-per-view in the month. But so it's going to be spread out. You know, this past year we had way more pay-per-views than this list is showing this year. So,
yeah, if you look at the months where they have two, it makes sense.
Yeah, beginning.
You have a Raw and a SmackDown. In the month following WrestleMania,
yep.
And then you have a Raw and a SmackDown following Survivor Series. So you have each brand having a show after, arguably, the two biggest shows of the year.
Yeah, or SummerSlam.
Oh, yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah, definitely. You know, and it's, yeah, I think and that's good because it's like, you know, I think having them every 2 weeks having another one was kind of getting old, you know?
Yeah,
a little bit. Why don't we go to break on that? Because we've got one more segment left. And if you want to get in touch with us, 222-1280 is star 1280. We've got some more news we might want to poke our head into, or you might want to ask us a question. And by the way, someone did leave us a message. They said, what do you make of Lita leaving And Lawler now having a Legends-only contract. Well, Lawler, we knew, had a Legends-only when we had him back on in April, I think before the Flower City Comic Con. Lita leaving, I'm not really sure about what's going on with Lita. She does, you know, she was doing the pre-show, and now I think they're just cutting some money. You saw that with the cuts that they had from talent recently, so it doesn't surprise me. You know, Lita's a very busy woman doing a lot of different things, but who knows? She'll come back whenever they need her, like WrestleMania, you know, stuff like that. But we got to go to break on that. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
This is Too Cold Scorpio coming from y'all live from the backside of the arena right here in Allentown, right here at the fairground, baby. Hey, and I'm here to let everybody know, if you own out there, you got to be listening. You got to be listening to the Pain Clinic, baby, because it's on, baby, on the 1280 WHTK. You know what I'm saying? Because the Scorpio dog is on it. You got to be on it, too. And I'm gone. Peace out.
Yeah, Too Cold Scorpio. I haven't played that one in a long time. I miss the dude. He was great. Great wrestler. Everyone remembers him from ECW or when he was in WCW. But, you know, Flash Funk. You remember Flash Funk? I remember Flash Funk came to town with one time they were doing a live Raw in town. And they sent Flash Funk in during the day to go to the kids' schools. And I don't know if he read books to them or just took questions and answers. But all these kids' schools in the Rochester area, Flash Funk showed up. And completely in his pimp suit from head to toe. So, yeah, it was definitely was an old favorite of a lot of people, especially because he did that 450 splash that was just incredible. Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. Cash Man, I'm here with DC Dan Cole. Danger Boy is texting us from the hot tub of love, and he's texting us at 222-1280. If you want to send us a text in this last segment, we only have a couple minutes left in the show, but we had a lot to talk about. What do you think of War Games? We didn't even talk about the War Games match. I thought that was absolutely fantastic, and I'm surprised we didn't see more blood in that match. Before, with all those hard hits, people banging off the metal. That metal between the two rings really, I bet you that hurt every time someone went down on it.
I mean, that War Games match was a lot better than I expected. Wasn't too thrilled with all the modifications they made. Still wish the cage would have had a roof on it. But just some amazing spots in that match. I'm fond of AOP using Roderick Strong as a projectile and just running and hurling him across the ring into the crowd of other guys.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Oh, there was a great double suplex off the top. Who was it? Was it Eric Young who did it? I'm trying to remember. But it's just I mean, everyone had to be out of the way, and there was cans. There was ladders, there was kendo sticks, everything was laying all over the rings, garbage cans, it was just a mess. And they still had to do like these high spots off the, and then there was
Adam Cole.
Adam Cole, baby. When he got up there when he was up there and they did that that double, it was like a double power slam or a power bomb coming off. I mean, it was something that it took a while to build in between the two rings as they were up. And it was a lot of fun. Very violent match, though. But, man, and of course, Adam Cole and his gang of, Bobby Fish there. And they came out the big winners, I think, from that whole match. But, yeah, I was worried about, the people getting lost on one ring to the other, but they were working both those rings pretty good for a while, so it definitely was a lot of fun and well worth doing it again, that's for sure. I hope they do it again.
I think another good star in that match was Killian Dane.
Oh, Killian Dane, yeah, well, he's a
bad... that whole thing when he locks the cage and then swallowed the key,
yeah.
Just the theatrics of it was fantastic.
And then, but then he beat everybody up, too. Oh, yeah. He pretty much laid out every single person in that ring, too. And he has the fans behind. He's another guy we think is going to be up real quick, too.
Really, everybody in that match really, really shone. I mean, AOP,
yes.
Roderick Strong, all the guys from Undisputed Era, all the guys from Sanity, everybody brought it in that match.
It was just unbelievable.
Yeah.
And it was a fun match. And it was like, and only one guy got cut up pretty bad. And it was, the guy
Wolf.
Yes. Wolf. Yep. Yeah. Wolf got kind of, cause you could see he laid to the side, but he was bleeding out on top of his head. But because there was just so much metal in that ring. I mean, it's hard not to, you know, slip up. I mean, and Eric Young was awesome. I mean, he's a great wrestler. Anyway, he's another guy. I mean, there's half of those guys in there should be up on the main roster. I think they could be doing some wonderful work. But I mean, you know, they want to ease them up and everything. But you know, it's like, how do you top that for the next NXT pay-per-view, you know?
I'll tell you what, though. This was the first weekend in a while where NXT and WWE went head-to-head on different nights. And I think this is the first time in a long time that the card on Sunday was even remotely close to competing with what they do on Saturday night. I still give the edge to NXT War Games being a better show over Survivor Series.
Yeah.
But it's so much closer than it's been in the past.
I would agree 100%. I mean, and it's like I sat on the edge of my couch for the entire time of that NXT show just because, you know, it was like almost they were trying to top each other as they went farther and farther up the card, you know, to the top. But I mean, when you have after that Velveteen Dream match and then you have to follow that up, you know, that, and then they had a great women's match for the title, the relinquished title that Asuka actually came and handed out after it, which it was like Ember Moon. We always thought she was like the next one in line to get it anyways. And she got hurt.
And I'm sorry, but how about that turnaround for Andrade Cien Almas?
Oh, my gosh.
Like, we thought, here's a guy they brought in with all the hope in the world. Then it looks like he was going to be gone. And just look at the turnaround from him over the last, like, 4 or 5 months.
And what a great match that was.
That was a fantastic. I found myself rooting for Cien.
Me too.
That crowd ate it up when he won.
Yeah.
That crowd ate it up.
I agree, and I was rooting for him, too. And we had seen him. I've seen him a couple times, and it was like, you know, I mean, on TV, I thought they brought him in as a face when they first started with him. So, but he kind of, like, you know, once he got a manager, he kind of started, you know, she would come in and, like, and I like how she runs his career, you know? She's like, you know, she's not really interfering too much, but she's, like, running his career. So
just the fact that she ran in and hit that move on McIntyre, yeah, the place went nuts.
That is cool. It was a great night of wrestling, great weekend of wrestling, and, you know, and boy, I hope you guys all got a chance to check it out. We're going to get out of here. I want to thank DC Dan Cole for making it. Brian and Danger Boy, don't get too waterlogged in that hot tub of love because we expect you back next week. And I say thank you for listening. Please check out any of our old shows on iTunes as well as you can find on our website, thepainclinic.net. You can find us on so many different places, Twitter, Facebook, everywhere. So check us out. We'll see you next week. Have a great weekend and body slam somebody you love.